Shalom and welcome to the region of Gush Etzion. The lone oak tree that you are presently standing under is 600 years old. It has deep historical roots and has become the symbol of Jewish settlement in Gush Etzion. This oak tree is one of the most unique found in the Judean hills. Before the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948, the lone oak stood at the center of four kibbutzim, the religious kibbutzim of Kfar Etzion, Ein Zurim, and Masuot Yitzhak, and Rivadim, that was part of the secular HaShomer HaTzair movement. Before this pioneering settlement began in the 1940s, there had been two other attempts to settle the region that proved unsuccessful. The land was rocky, water sources were scarce, and the winters were stormy and cold. Arab villages lined the only narrow, winding road leading to Jerusalem, making travel to and from the area dangerous. Despite all the hardships, members of Kibbutz Kfar Etzion settled the hill in 1943. They were followed by the other kibbutzim, and together they developed the region, bringing community and Jewish life to Gush Etzion until the enemy intervened. On November 29, 1947, the UN Security Council approved a resolution to divide Palestine between the Jewish and Arab population. Gush Etzion was left in the heart of a region that was to be part of a new Arab state. In the aftermath of the UN vote, Arab militia blockaded the road to Jerusalem, and Jewish convoys were trapped by enemy fire. During the holiday of Hanukkah, the Arabs attacked a Jewish convoy on its way from Jerusalem, resulting in the loss of 10 soldiers. The women and children from the kibbutzim were evacuated to blockaded Jerusalem. Reinforcements from the pre-state army of the Haganah were sent to Gush Etzion, enabling the settlers to repel a massive Arab attack. The command of the Haganah in Jerusalem dispatched a unit of soldiers who walked at night carrying supplies on their backs. At dawn, they were exposed and attacked by a large, well-armed Arab force. In the ensuing long and heroic battle, all 35 soldiers of the mountain platoon were killed. The leaders of the Jewish population recommended that the remaining members of Kfar Etzion evacuate their homes. After a painful and difficult debate, the proposal was rejected. The group withstood the test of loyalty and stayed united in their homes, ready to fight. Then, immediately after the Purim holiday, the blockade was broken. One of the largest convoys of the Independence War, the Nebi Daniel, arrived to this very spot under the lone oak, bringing supplies and reinforcements to the Jewish communities. On its way back to Jerusalem, the convoy was ambushed by the Arabs and fell after a tough and long battle. Breaking the blockade of Gush Etzion carried a heavy price. During the months of April and May 1948, following the instructions from the headquarters of the Jewish command, the defenders of Gush Etzion blocked enemy access to Jerusalem, assisting in the defense of the city. In response, the Arab Legion, together with Arab gangs, attacked Gush Etzion. The enemy, in armored trucks and heavily armed, attacked the handful of defenders, who were poorly equipped, but carried with them the slogan, "Jerusalem for Eternity." 2 days before the establishment of the State of Israel, the last battle in Gush Etzion took place, during which Kfar Etzion fell into the hands of the Arabs. Only four defenders survived. They were captured and sent to enemy prison. The day after, on May 14th, the 5th of Iyar, David Ben-Gurion declared the establishment of a Jewish state in Eretz Israel. 240 settlers and defenders of Gush Etzion had fallen in battle for the Jewish state. Their role in the battle over Jerusalem will stand forever. At the time, in tribute to their sacrifice, David Ben-Gurion said, quote, "Israeli history and the Jewish people should render thanks for the existence of Jerusalem first and foremost to the defenders of Gush Etzion." The Jewish presence in the region was destroyed, but the lone oak somehow survived. For the next 19 years, Israelis from just across the border gazed at the tree from a distance, viewing it as a marker of the former Jewish communities there and as a symbol of memory and hope. In June 1967, during the Six-Day War, the region was liberated by the Israel Defense Forces. Many of the children of Kfar Etzion, now young adults, returned to rebuild Kfar Etzion. Leading from the Lone Oak, the community of Elon Shvut was established. Its name expresses the continuity of Jewish settlement in the region and the return to the Lone Oak. Following in their footprints, many others have since climbed the hill to Gush Etzion and established a thriving and successful Israeli presence. Darkness was overcome, replaced by the light of Jewish settlements and the commitment of its residents and their love of the land, starting with this lone oak tree. Today, its roots, like those of the Jewish people in Gush Etzion, are deep and strong. Thank you for your attention, and enjoy your visit to the region.